Hoping to muster up a stronger voice to direct toward Washington, Governor Gary Herbert met with the governors of Wyoming and Idaho on Friday in the first ever Rocky Mountain Roundtable.
This is really a beginning. The desire to communicate better as governors with each other and learn from each other, learn from our successes, even our failures, and see if we can't become better governors by doing that and unite our voices in areas that we have common concern.
One of those concerns right now is the issue of federal public lands. The topic took center stage during this year's legislative session when Herbert signed a bill saying Utah would demand control of those lands by 2014, likely resulting in a lawsuit. Republican Governor Matt Mead of Wyoming told reporters more research into the issue would have to be done before he would consider such action.
What is the net-benefit analysis, the costs associated with those, and then also what is the perception in terms of the public and when they come to Wyoming, are they going to be on public lands? Are these going to become deeded lands?
Governor Butch Otter of Idaho, also a Republican, took a stronger stance, saying Washington must be held accountable for promises it made to the states. But he didn't comment on whether he would resort to a lawsuit as well.
You could pass all the legislation in Idaho that you wanted, but if it's not going to be recognized by the courts and by Washington, D.C., and if the question comes to one of is our sovereign rights stronger than the supremacy of the laws of the United States, that's a whole different question.
As this conversation was taking place inside the governor's mansion, dozens of protesters lined the streets outside with signs urging Herbert to keep Utah's public lands in public hands. Other Western governors were invited to Friday's event but were unable to attend, including Democrat John Hickenlooper of Colorado. However, Nevada's Republican Governor Brian Sandoval joined the meeting for about 90 minutes by phone. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.